major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
What they're doing is when, and I'll get into more details in just a minute. They're picking up, and they may be moving, say, from a rural part. You know, maybe they're moving from Amarillo, Texas, out in the panhandle. And instead, they're moving down to Dallas-Fort Worth or San Antonio or Waco or Austin or Harris County, Texas, which includes all of Houston. And so they're turning those areas purple and then blue. The same thing happened in Colorado. 20 years ago, three leading Democrats, a big tech giant, our current governor, who used to be a congressman, and a heiress to a medical device fortune, got together and created what was called the blueprint. And they used that blueprint as their way they were going to pretty much invade the Front Range of Colorado. If you look at a map of Colorado, many people think, for example, that Denver is up in the mountains. Denver is not in the mountains. the mountains are. I mean, they're close to us, but we're pretty much flatlanders. If you've ever been to Calgary, Canada, we're not quite as far away from the Rocky Mountains as Calgary is, say, getting up into the Banff area. But we're, you know, you get out to Golden, Colorado, a suburb of Denver, and you start heading up I-70, you're in the mountains. But everything else is flatland. Same is true if you're looking at a map of Colorado, say from Fort Collins down through Loveland, Longmont, Boulder's up against the mountains, the People's Republic of Boulder, and then Denver, Lakewood, Broomfield. I'm going to leave out different places, but then you get into Littleton, Highlands Ranch, you get into Castle Rock, get down into Colorado Springs. That's the Front Range. And it's called the Front Range because we're up against the Rocky Mountains. That area has turned Colorado blue. Now, there's still pockets of blue. You get to some of the hoity-toity places like Aspen or Vail or Telluride, and they're definitely blue counties. But the rest of the state, just in terms of square miles, we should be a red state. But the problem is most of the population is in the Front Range. All in all, though, it's conservative-leaning residents, going back to the general topic, it's conservative-leaning residents who think that their quality of life in these Democrat strongholds is bad enough to break ties with communities where sometimes they and their families have lived for generations. The New York Times had a story where they found that 9 million more people moved from blue states to red states over the past 20 years than the other way around. David Brooks, who is the so-called conservative columnist for the New York Times, elaborates this way. He says that, quote, between 2010 and 2020, the fastest growing states were mostly red. Places like Texas, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina. And during the pandemic, that trend accelerated. And once again, most of the big population-gaining states are governed by Republicans. If you go back farther, you see decade after decade of migration toward the more conservative South. But they're not moving in search of warmer weather, or simply because they don't like having a Democrat governor. It has to do with what has, I would say, over the past 6 weeks, has become the buzzword. Affordability. At dinner last night, I heard my wife say to a friend of hers that she had bought chicken breasts, and they seemed to be slightly less expensive. The girls were talking about something else, and I didn't hear a lot about it, but I heard her say that chicken breasts seemed to be a little cheaper. And then it got to gas, and I said, well, gas, I paid $2.77 a gallon for premium unleaded just a few days ago, which shocked them because they live in another suburb, and the cheapest they found before was $3.16. Prices for many things have come down, and the rate of inflation has obviously dropped from the highs of, 20-21% down to a reasonable, what's pretty normal, 2%. But we still have an affordability problem. Because that increased inflation, particularly during COVID, the Inflation Reduction Act and, all of those trillions of dollars spent by Trump and mostly by Biden, established a new baseline. And that baseline means that even though prices may have come down, and my wife recognizes that chicken breast costs have come down, it's only down from the newly established higher baseline. A few years back, the American Enterprise Institute analyzed data from the Census Bureau trying to answer a question. Are there any significant differences between the top 10 inbound and top 10 outbound states when they are compared on a variety of measures of political party control, business climate, business and individual taxes, fiscal health, electricity, housing costs, economic performance and outlook, and labor market dynamism. What did the AEI, American Enterprise Institute, find out? That's next. I'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Would you do that for me? On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review. That helps us spread out the podcast even further. And then that will automatically download the weekday program that I do Monday through Friday. here in Denver, plus the weekend program, so you'll get all 6 days of me. So what did who's moving where and why? Well, here's what the American Enterprise Institute found. The evidence suggests that Americans are moving from blue states that are more economically stagnant, fiscally unhealthy states with higher tax burdens, and unfriendly business climates with higher energy and housing costs, and fewer economic and job opportunities, from there to fiscally sound red states that are more economically vibrant, dynamic, and business-friendly, with lower tax and regulatory burdens, lower energy and housing costs, and more economic and job opportunities. Does it take a rocket scientist to figure out that one of those two is a good thing and one is a bad thing? Now, before I get into more details about what this study shows, I want you to stop for a moment and instead just put the idea about who moves where and why aside for just a moment. Can you do that? Come on. You guys can do this. Now I want you to think about this. The politicians, like I have here in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis, a billionaire dumbass, who, you know, likes to focus on importing gray wolves into the state or forcing the public utilities to comply with a public utilities commission rule that everything has to become electrified by a certain date in order to reduce our emissions, and wants to create more affordable housing, but does so by a bunch of grifting and corruption involving all these developers and getting housing vouchers and payments from taxpayers for bonds and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's horrific. Colorado is one of the most expensive places to live. It's horrible. I actually despise it. I love my state. My grandparents settled in this state back during the Dust Bowl. They would look at it today and go, "What the hell happened to you guys?" And I'd say, "Well, 20 years ago, Republicans were asleep at the switch. Somebody came up with a roadmap about how they were going to turn this state into a Democrat hellhole, and Republicans just were whistling Dixie and let it happen. And here we are." And truthfully, I really don't. I mean, I suppose if I were really going to move, I would move. You know, I might move where, you know, well, one of my children is still here, my adult kids. One's down in Arizona. I've got the house down in New Mexico. But I like Colorado. I like the climate. I like the amenities and things. But holy cow, it's crazy. So think about the politicians. When we see the data that says, oh, you're a blue state governor, and people are now, a lot of people still move into Colorado simply because of our climate and geography, because of our sports teams heritages, because it's a beautiful state. So we have a natural draw. But then they get here, and then they realize, holy cow, my car insurance is what? My home insurance is what? I know my sales tax is somewhat high, but when I look at all the fees I pay that are truly taxes, but you call them fees, and we have a flat income tax, but you want to convert it to a progressive income tax, why am I here? Why am I here? Yes, Purple Mountains Majesties, but, oh, I could take a vacation instead. I just, for the life of me, cannot understand. Well, I do understand, and I'm going to tell you why. It amazes me how blue state politicians continue to pursue their ideology because they are truly so dogmatic in their beliefs that they cannot see that what they are doing is killing the goose that lays the golden egg. And that's what's happening in these blue states. But they're so blinded by their desire for power, for control, for turning, you know, for being the first to successfully turn a democratic constitutional republic into a socialist or Marxist utopia, that they're not going to change. And it drives me bat crap crazy. The decision to move to another state with a friendlier political environment, I understand that. That's pretty easy to understand. But still, economic conditions should not be so different, so divergent from state to state to cause people to pick up their kids out of schools or to break important bonds with their neighbors, their churches, their work. To move from one town to another is one thing, but there's certainly a clear segment of our society that feels the American dream is simply not possible where they live, so they're just going to uproot everything and go somewhere else. Now, we've always been a mobile society, and I think we'll always be a mobile society. But what fascinates me and disgusts me are the politicians in the blue states that continue to destroy their states all to try to achieve their socialist Marxist goals. While the very people that fund that are leaving in droves. See if I can find it real quickly. I had a text message that... here it is, from Goober number 3115. Mike, Washington State has become a hellhole. People are leaving along with businesses due to our record high tax budget that our imbecilic governor approved. Meta, Facebook, just pulled 5 building leases out of the state. Amazon and Meta just let go of a bunch of corporate employees. Our stupid government answer? More taxes. It's awful, and we're stuck. That's what boggles my mind. The data is right in front of these governors, and for that matter, the legislators, to see that they're destroying their own states, and yet they don't do it. That's the economic side of it. And as I said, the decision to move to another state with a friendlier political environment, that's certainly understandable. I mean, I can tell you it's absolute hell living in Colorado and listening to some of the dumbassery coming out of the Colorado Politburo or the governor's mouth. It's amazing. What I wouldn't give for even at this point, I'd be happy with a moderate governor. Just somebody that understood basic economics, that understood the whole Laffer curve, that understood that growth has to come from the private sector, not from more government employees or more government programs. But here's the kicker from this study. It's not all about identity with a political party or a certain political movement. Axios says that politics isn't the main reason people consider moving to another state. The biggest drivers are more likely to be economic reasons. The cost of living and jobs or personal or family reasons. Now, that may be true, but political ideology has a direct impact on all of those other things, the economic reasons, the cost of living, jobs, personal and family reasons. Of course, political ideology affects that, and they don't get it. They absolutely don't get it. But at some point, I don't necessarily want to be around. It'll all go to hell in a handbasket. And somebody will wake up and go, oh, there's a different way of doing things. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. $5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LEAD25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlie's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlie's.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrew Lonis and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Alby. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro-arts businesses.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Of living in any particular place can be prohibitive. And I find it fascinating that politicians don't understand that in pursuit of their idealistic yet unrealistic goals, whether that be because of so-called climate change or it's because they have a secret kind of subliminal desire to control every aspect of your life. I mean, I'll give you an example. I really want to talk about electricity. You tuned in to talk about electricity? Yeah, well, that's what you're going to get. But before I talk about electricity, I want to mention roads. Because in Colorado, in fact, I'm in the process of trading cars, and I'm doing it with an out-of-state dealer. And the out-of-state dealer, even from a state that is, well, I'm guessing 1,200 miles from me, maybe not quite that far, but far enough away that I didn't necessarily want to go drive to pick up the car, so they're going to transport it. He said, oh, yeah, you guys have really bad roads. And I said, how do you know that? And he goes, well, you have bad roads because of reputation. You have bad roads because we've sold cars in your state before, and people have bitched and moaned about, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he says, and, of course, I've been to Colorado. Oh, so there, now we get to the real truth. So you've actually driven here. So whether you were coming along I-70 or coming down the 25, you hit the state line and the first thing you hit was a pothole. Yes, that's exactly right. Do you know why we have bad roads in Colorado? Now, to be objective, I will first say it's because of our climate. For example, today is a gorgeous day. Let me look at my watch and see what the temp is. It's 45 degrees outside right now. Yeah, if you live in a really cold climate, you may think, well, that's balmy. That's really good. Well, I think it's good, too, because earlier this week, we were in the zeros and the teens. We had a cold front move through. So when you think about whether it's a concrete road, an asphalt road, or anything, the melting and the thawing, of course, tears up the asphalt, tears up the concrete, and we had bad roads because of that. But I don't believe that's the primary reason. Because other states, let me look over my shoulder to the north. Oh, yeah, look at Wyoming. They've got it even worse than we do, and their roads are 100% better than Colorado's. So what's the difference? The difference is in Colorado, we have a governor and a state legislature and a Department of Transportation that is more focused, and I don't just believe this, I can quantify it. They want us out of our cars. And part of that insanity is they don't recognize, again, if you look at a map of Colorado, I forget how many square miles we are, but you know, we're kind of a square state. And we've got the Eastern Plains, we've got the Continental Divide coming down across the, you know, the, what would be the western one third of the state. And then on the western slope, you get back into a plains where you can grow wine and all sorts of fruit and things. And then in southern Colorado, you've got a little mixture of both plains and mountains. Getting people out of their cars, say on the eastern plains, where driving from, and these towns won't mean anything to you unless you live in Colorado. If you want to drive from Sterling in the northeast corner down to Campo, which is a little tiny, tiny town, barely, I don't think even has a stop sign, let alone a stop light in it anymore. It would take you all day long to drive that. And they want, when I say they, I'm referring to Governor Jared Polis, the Democrat governor of this state, the legislators in the Colorado Politburo, and the bureaucrats who run the Colorado Department of Transportation. They don't think about those people. because those people out on the Eastern Plains, well, they're just the, you know, they're the plebs out there. And while they provide all the oil and natural gas and the wheat and the soybeans and the corn and the pheasant hunting and the quail hunting and everything else that we need, no, we don't care about them. We only care about the cool people that live in Denver and its environs. And we want to get them out of their cars because, well, we have traffic jams like you're driving the 5 in California, the 405. We now have traffic jams like that. Or if you're driving I-95 on the East Coast, we have traffic jams like you'd have going around 395 in Washington, D.C. We now have that in Denver. Maybe not quite as bad, but 80-90% as bad as what they are in those areas. And so they want to get us out of our cars. And they want to reduce emissions. They are still hell-bent on climate change. Now, the rest of the state, the rural areas, need cars to get from point A to point B. But here, they'll take a four-lane Broadway, a four-lane parkway, and they'll reduce it down to two lanes, jamming up traffic, and they'll create bike lanes where there are no bikers. Or they'll create pedestrian walkways where there are no peds, all in an attempt to try to get you out of your cars. They won't approve development unless there happens to be a light rail station nearby, because they're trying to get you on light rail because nobody will ride the light rail system or use public transportation, which doesn't make any sense to me. It's impractical for me to use. I wouldn't use it anyway. I like the freedom and independence of my own vehicle and coming and going when I damn well please. That's the American way. But that's not the communist way. The communist way is to jam you into a train, jam you into a bus, jam you where it's difficult to drive because we got too many bike lanes, but no bikers. That's why we have lousy roads. The money doesn't go into maintaining and rebuilding or expanding the roadways. It goes into all that other bullcrap. And the consequence of that is you reduce the standard of living. You increase the cost of transportation. It costs you more in time, energy, and resources to go from home to work than it would if you actually spent the money, the tax dollars that we pay for road building, on road building. That's what's wrong with the country, is these left blue states like Colorado and whatever blue state you may live in spends money on all the wrong things. Now, let's swerve from that to electricity. Because last winter, and I'm sure we'll hear it again this winter, the complaint about surging electric bills that people were having difficulty keeping up with was prevalent up in the Northeast, including in Delaware and other states, leading to demands that state and local governments do something about the problem. But what they do, they just shrug their shoulders and blame the cold weather. But with a chilly start to the winter already on taps for different parts of the country, including a significant winter storm that occurred over the Thanksgiving week in the Midwest, I think that concern about electricity is real, and now it is back. So what do they do in a state like Colorado, where we already have exorbitant electric rates? Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Too much on your list this season? There's no better time to switch to payroll with Gusto. Gusto saves you 2 days every month on payroll, taxes, and compliance, so you can go from making payroll to making gingerbread houses, checking your books to decking the halls, spreadsheets to snow angels. Switch before the end of the year and there's no need to transfer payroll history. Now that's a reason to be merry. Choose a future with Gusto and get more time for what matters. Get started for free at gusto.com.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company, Once Upon a Christmas Night, or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
Join the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and the Reading Ballet Theater as they make the holidays come alive with a truly magical performance of The Nutcracker. This beloved holiday tradition will create lasting family memories as our talented local dancers bring this timeless classic to life on the Shasta College stage. Presented by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and Aaron's Home, The Nutcracker runs December 18th through the 20th at the Shasta College Theater. Get your tickets today at theReadingArtsProject.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
A podcast, and I appreciate you doing that. So I hope you'll tell your friends and family and your people you're pissed off at, and it'll piss them off even more. But I do want to take an opportunity to tell you how much I appreciate you listening. So we've been talking about this phenomenon, which I think is just greater than it has been in the past, because we've always been a mobile society, and we've always moved from place to place. I know a lot of people never leave their home state, but other people tend to move, you know, halfway around the country, halfway around the world. But in Colorado, the insanity of why things are more expensive here is because of the absolute ignorance and, I think, blind eye that our political leaders turn when it comes to basic economics. On December 2, just 4 days ago, the Colorado Public Utilities Commission finalized a regulatory framework that I think exemplifies a fundamental logical contradiction in energy policy. They want to simultaneously force utilities to dramatically reduce natural gas consumption because of those evil emissions. It's fossil fuels, while mandating total electrification of residential and commercial buildings and homes. Now, if you understand anything at all, that approach ignores basic economics. It ignores technological realities and the actual preferences and the financial circumstances of consumers in Colorado. Their whole purpose is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from their systems, the utility systems, by 41% compared to a baseline established in 2015, and an implicit target of complete elimination of natural gas emissions by 2050. So to do that, there's only two ways. Either reduce methane leaks in existing pipelines, or you got to remove customers from the gas system entirely. And since methane recovery and pipeline repairs alone would never achieve a 41% reduction, let alone 100%, the mandate is truly just trying to require forced electrification of most residential and commercial buildings. And the logical problem is stark. Because our grid relies significantly on natural gas generation to balance intermittent renewable sources that are, you know, because the wind and solar is not permanent. It's intermittent, and it can't meet the peak demand. The state maintains that the Comanche coal facility we have down in southern Colorado in Pueblo, specifically because the Public Utilities Commission recognized that eliminating natural gas consumption while simultaneously electrifying buildings would create dangerous supply gaps. Yet they are simultaneously pushing utilities and ratepayers to abandon natural gas while demand for electricity continues to surge. It's insane. The financial impact, and this gets to the whole idea about why people move. The financial impact on people living in Colorado will be staggering. Let me emphasize that. Staggering. Because Colorado residential electric rates currently average about 14.92 cents per kilowatt hour. Natural gas costs about $10 per 1,000 cubic feet. Now, when you convert those numbers to a common energy unit, you'll find the brutal math. Electricity is more than four times more expensive than natural gas on a per unit of energy basis. Consider some specific costs that families will face. Oh, they keep telling us, install a heat pump. A cold climate heat pump like you would need and suitable for Colorado costs between $12,000 and $15,000 out of pocket. That's just for an average 2,000 to 3,000 square foot home. For many Colorado families, they're struggling with just housing affordability. Or if you're a builder and you're going to put that into a new home, you've just added at least $15,000 to the cost of a new home, all because of a stupid regulation. And then politicians wonder why people leave the state or leave your state, because I know this is the kind of dumbassery that goes on in blue states all over the country. There's a 2023 cost comparison analysis that compares efficient gas to all electric homes. And that study found that switching from natural gas to electric heat pumps would increase annual energy costs by 112%. That accounts or converts to an additional $1,700 per year just to maintain your home. There's another study that found that high-efficiency gas heating costs $815 on an annual basis compared to more than $1,300 for electrified homes, a 70% increase. Now, if you're living on the margins or you're living paycheck to paycheck, that may not seem like, oh, Michael, $800 annually to $1,300, that's $500. It's still a 70% increase. And you're telling me that, oh, people can just absorb that? No. And think about this. The older the house that you live in, the worse the economics. Because older homes electrified would cost at least $1,500 a month, and that's a 92% increase. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission has also approved extending the operation of the Comanche coal plant, which the one down in southern Colorado I just mentioned, but at the same time requiring utilities to invest in completely overhauling the transmission lines to harden against wildfires, and so they can connect the new transmission lines to new solar and wind farms. Now, those are unavoidable fixed costs that amount to hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to be passed on to consumers, whether the demand grows or doesn't grow. So the policy in Colorado creates a destructive spiral for those least able to afford it. Now, if you're least able to afford it, you either end up homeless or you pack up and go somewhere else. Now, what does that do to the average cost of a home? You pack up and leave. So somebody, you know, runs in, picks up that house, turns it into a rental property or an Airbnb. So affluent Coloradans, well, they can afford that. So that's going to drive up housing costs. And you'll have fewer tax people to spread the tax burden around. Because those people went to a state that doesn't do this kind of insanity. And I know I'm picking on Colorado, and I know it applies to your state, too. It's just that, you know, I can't do all 57 states. By the way, somebody said, you keep mentioning 57 states, we only have 50. Is that right? Because Barack Obama told us back in 2013 that he had visited all 57 states. I've got seven more to go. I've just got to find them. Lower-income families in Colorado that can't afford to install a heat pump, they'll remain on the gas system, and they'll end up paying increasingly higher bills to cover both the stranded costs of maintaining the pipelines that are now serving fewer customers and the utility subsidies for their wealthier neighbors getting electrified. So that will start a cycle. And as that cycle continues, the gas rates will continue to increase for the remaining customers, accelerating the exit of the next tier of affordability. So the ultimate outcome? Do I have to spell it out? A regressive transfer of wealth from poor to affluent households, all justified in the name of climate policy. There's one Colorado community that illustrates this clearly. Atmos Energy projected that a town called Gunnison, it's a beautiful city in southwestern Colorado, beautiful town, the residents would face more than $1,200 annual increases from forced electrification. And then in smaller communities with limited scale, the per household cost burden becomes even more severe. It becomes even worse. So when we look at people moving from state to state, yes, it's economics. But why don't the politicians recognize that? Oh, because they still want to impose their socialist utopia. That's why. Stop and think about that for a while. See what's going on in your state. Hey, thanks for tuning into the weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stacey, are you wearing yoga pants to go shopping?
Oh, we're not going out shopping. We're staying in with JTV.
I love jewelry television. Their pearls, their lab-grown diamond jewelry.
Oh, hello. What about their Italian gold and moissanite fire?
Okay, but what about the guys on my holiday list?
Relax. JTV has gifts galore, even for men, like watches and sunglasses.
Watch JTV live and on streaming or shop JTV.com for up to 80% off select items.
Ready to shop? Yes, but can I borrow a pair of sweats?
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.